This goes to the Alma Family Practice Residency Office. Fax is 989-629-8145 regarding Frank J. is the middle name, W-E-R-H, and like November, Y-A-K. Date of birth 7/2/1946. Dear sirs, this is a follow-up visit for Frank with the diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and uncontrolled hypertension. He's with his wife today, and she reports that he went to the emergency room this morning because his blood pressure was 180 over 90, and they were concerned that it was too high. They do have a follow-up visit to see you in the office later this week also. The emergency department said there really was nothing at this point they could do, but they wanted the patient to talk to their primary care provider. The patient currently takes Losartan 50 milligram daily, but does not use hydrochlorothiazide since he has no swelling, he told us. And there are no other blood pressure medications that he's taking. But his wife and him are both concerned because the blood pressure has been high, especially in the mornings, for more than a month. And he has lost 4 pounds since his last visit, which was June of 2024. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have chronic shortness of breath due to COPD. He does take Trelegy Ellipta every day, and that does help. No chest pain or palpitations. No bowel changes, blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no current edema of the lower extremities. Medications. He's also on Trazodone, stool softener, Allegra, 180 milligram daily, and he's not currently using hydrochlorothiazide. Physical exam, weight, 150 pounds, pulse is 59, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160/70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 25th, 2024. Creatinine 1.13, estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium is 9.2, albumin 3.7, sodium 136, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 23, hemoglobin 14.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, proteinuria, currently on 50 milligram a day of Losartan. 3, hypertension, not at goal. At this time, we'd like to increase the Losartan 100 to 100 milligram daily, but we'll have him continue to hold the hydrochlorothiazide as we don't want to restart that at the same time that I will increase the Losartan. So he's going to start that, and then we've asked him to have lab studies done within 1 week of restarting the Losartan, so next Monday or Tuesday. We've asked them to check blood pressures at home morning and evening for the next 2 weeks and then bring the list of readings into us to see if the blood pressures are at goal, 130 over 80, in that range is what the goal is. If it is not at goal, we will consider restarting the hydrochlorothiazide for blood pressure, not for fluid. He always runs a marginally low sodium level, too, so we'll have to do that with caution. But that may be why blood pressure is not well controlled. He's on a moderate dose of Losartan, but not using hydrochlorothiazide at all since he has no swelling. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.